General Motors says it's investing $2 billion in 17 American factories. This comes after the company announced its fifth straight quarterly profit since emerging from bankruptcy. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports the new investment could mean new jobs.
So the rock music blasting at GM's Toledo transmission plant isn't exactly happy days are here again, but Matt Jaworski's feeling pretty happy. He's only a temp worker, but he's got no complaints.
Things aren't the greatest out there these days for jobs, so when you get an opportunity like this, you gotta take it.
Elizabeth Samet says it was really depressing when GM went bankrupt 2 years ago, and early this year she got laid off. But she's been rehired at Toledo, where GM is investing $200 million to build a new fuel-efficient 8-speed transmission.
I have a whole new outlook, and it's just totally changed my mood, and I think a lot of people's moods, too.
GM CEO Dan Akerson's happy, too, though he cautions the company has a long way to go. When asked about the upcoming contract talks with the UAW, he says the once bitter relationship between the two sides has changed.
Neither one of us want to be considered bad management or greedy union or greedy management bad union.
That's not to say there won't be some fights, like whether GM should make more of its temp workers permanent. But for now, both sides are emphasizing the positive: new transmissions, new jobs, and a profitable American car company. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton in Ann Arbor.